Wait, was that the dog? Ah, Ethan.
Ethan, that's a local celebrity, Ethan, dude. If anybody doesn't know, he was a dog here in Louisville that just, like, I guess showed up at a shelter, whatever, just really malnourished, really neglected and stuff, or, you know, took him from an owner, and he, like, he came up on the come up, dude. He just, like, kept running, and now he's at the Derby.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Interest of the greater good, we need to smoke a joint and calm down.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the third installment of our 7 days of Derby series.
Three times.
If you missed the last two, the first one was about the history of the Derby. If you don't know, now you know. It's older than Kentucky itself. So
I mean, it's a story, dude. Older than Kentucky. I mean, last episode we was talking about, like, horses on drugs and everything else, so.
Yeah, all the upsets going back to 1913 and everything. It's wild. It's quite the spectacle, and it's quite the income generator for our humble city and state. So definitely check out those two episodes if you haven't already. And stay tuned the rest of the week as we just continue our journey of 7 days of Derby.
Yeah.
So today, we have a little bit of a different topic, different spin on things. We're talking about the celebrities that tend to show up to the Kentucky Derby. And specifically, this is the 2023 red carpet, just because it's kind of all you can find when you try to look it up. It's just yearly photos of the red carpet. But I figure people who showed up in 2023 probably likely to show up in 2024 as far as Millionaires Row goes, right?
Yeah, a lot of them local. A lot of people local. A lot of the, you know, bigger names, you know, around here. And then people from, you know, all around.
Yeah, a lot of people I know. A lot of people I don't know. Of course, the second one here, that is Danny Lynn Burkhead and Father Larry from May 6, 2023.
That's a crazy story, because I mean, that's, you know, Anna Nicole Smith met Larry Burkhead here at the Derby, you know, I guess, you know, however long ago, almost. Peter Griffin, dude, there's Peter Griffin. You seen him? go down.
Look, man, you can't help it. It is what it is. I mean, there's a lot of people here, from old football players, musicians, comedians, actors, actresses, you know, just so many people, so many celebrities. And one thing that comes along or goes along with the celebrities on the red carpet, of course, is the fashion. Fashion is a big deal at the Derby hats, especially the bigger and the more gaudy, the more attention they get. But the first female, at least, who isn't even wearing a hat, Macy Gray, you know, singer Macy Gray graced us with her appearance last year in 2023.
Dude, Macy Gray is awesome. Do you ever remember, like, she was the jam, especially like in the 90s. You always hear on like VH1 and stuff, dude.
Yep. And it goes on from there. You know, again, tons of actors, actresses, Robert Pine, Chris Pine, Boston Red Sox player. I know Cool Hand Luke's in here somewhere.
Wait, was that the dog? Ah, Ethan.
Ethan, that's a local celebrity, Ethan, dude. If anybody doesn't know, he was a dog here in Louisville that just, like, I guess showed up at a shelter, whatever, just really malnourished, really neglected and stuff, or, you know, took him from an owner, and he, like, he came up on the come up, dude. He just, like, kept running, and now he's at the Derby.
Endlessly. He had the resilience. Which, if you don't get those references, watch the last two episodes.
Endlessly gonna win.
No, resilience is gonna win. Anyways, so some of these pictures just kind of repeat themselves. It's some of the same ones, but you got
Andy.
Andy Bashir's right there. I know Craig Greenberg's down in here somewhere. The Pentatonics are in here. Damian Broderick. Just tons of people. Star Jones. So many names. Various influencers, artists, and derby artists. Romero Brito. The creator of Pictionary.
Icon, bro. He made that.
That's a wild claim to fame right there.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, whatever it takes. It's pretty crazy. There's Luke. Full hand, Luke.
Yeah.
There's Greenberg. There's just tons of people. Tons of recognizable people.
Did you see that?
What?
Was it Dan's wife?
Dude. Which that plays in as well if you watch the first episode of the week, the history of the Kentucky Derby. Oh, man.
Okay. Sorry.
So, tons of people, tons of recognizable names, faces.
Jack Harlow.
Our boy Jack Harlow. And, I mean, there's... It only takes a couple. Like, obviously, I don't know who all of these people are, but, I mean, you got Travis Tritt.
And wait, what was her name?
It doesn't say.
Oh, well.
Just says country singer Travis Tritt.
And his wife.
His wife, date, whoever that I assume wife. Looks like a wedding ring. Oh, you brought this one up, right? The Miz.
Dude, he used to be at OVW, you know, back in the day. Like, he went there to train and stuff, so he's good peoples.
We got episodes about them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the archive.
Yep.
Just, again, you know, tons of names, tons of faces that you can recognize. Again, from Jack Harlow to Peter Griffin, apparently.
Man, everybody,
Jack there. Harlow had an entourage. Like,
he brought the whole group.
He brought everybody.
I didn't even know they was there, but they was there.
Man, Randy Travis, the Chiefs quarterback, is all over the place. Bobby Flay, celebrity chef,
Bazabi.
Oh, I mean, this is just to show, you know, that literally celebrities from all walks of life, all passions, all areas of the United States, and there's even been British royalty at the Kentucky Derby. Oh,
dude, Sharks too, dude. Kevin O'Leary.
Oh,
dude, I would never give him a deal. No, I would, dude. Like, hey, Villainy and T, that's dude, next come up, dude.
If we're gonna gamble money on anybody, it might as well be him, right? Aaron Rodgers. So that's just some of the celebrities from the 2023. But again, I think more importantly, it plays into the fashion of it all, because there's a whole nother article up here on E! News, and it is the Kentucky Derby's most memorable fashion moments over the years. And this is from last year as well. You got Tori Kelly. Just a lot of people here that, again, I don't necessarily recognize, stars from like Modern Family. Of course, there's Kim Kardashian. One of the members of NSYNC is in here. Yeah, there he is. Joey Fatone. Is that how you say it?
And I think he's from here too.
2018. He's on here twice, for 2018 and 2019.
Two times.
But this one really pulls out the fashion, which, if you don't know, you know, the fashion is a huge part of Derby. Everybody dresses up. They wear the big hats we talked about. They wear something that's, you know, outstanding against the grain, get noticed.
Yeah, anywhere. That's the cool thing about it, I guess. Like, for some people, like, just kind of do something, you know, a little bit more over the top or whatever, where, you know, normally, like, you'd stand out, where, you know, everybody's doing it here. So you're just, you know, part of the crowd and just a good time.
Exactly.
Hey, Johnny Knoxville.
Hell yeah. I mean, I'm not sure why he's in here, except for the fact that he's wearing Chucks with his suit. But hey, You know, looking like a modern day Ferris Bueller, it says.
Nifty.
I mean,
dapper, dude. Little dapper. There you go. Like, we was just talking about him the other day when we was talking about the little skate park and how, like, you know, he definitely influenced the scene there. So,
oh, yeah.
Cool to see him hang out here. And there he is, Joey.
There he is. You know, there's Joey again. Definitely looking, definitely standing out in this one more than the last one. Looks like my grandma's old dinner plates.
Dude, you know it does, what I'm saying? Dude, that's, yeah, like. It really does. Got like little blue swirls and everything. Like, that's, you know, like.
My grandma had the whole set.
He's like, hey, like, this is, it's connecting.
We only ate at them on holiday, or ate off them on holidays.
Hell yeah.
You got Anthony Anderson in here looking just dapper as well. Old school. Kid Rock. What'd you say? He looked like Joaquin Phoenix trying to play Kid Rock?
Yeah, dude. I was like, dude, he's an actor, dude. He's an artist. He's, this is going to be his next new scene. And then I'm like, no, that's actually Kid Rock. That is not.
That's him, dude.
That is not a cosplay. Like, that is. Which Kid Rock's always here. He does support, you know, regardless of how you feel about the dude. Like, he does support Kentucky. So he's a cool cat.
He absolutely does. It's just funny. We poke fun just because it's fun, but it's, there really is just, again, as you can tell by the names we're calling out, you know, from Johnny Knoxville to Kid Rock to Anthony Anderson, just names from everything, you know, every show, every movie you can think of. Oh, yeah, Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child, you know, there's a lot of Danny Lynn, that's for sure. You got Jessica Simpson. Just so many people, and again, so much fashion. They definitely, the celebrities, of course, have an ability to show off the fashion on a much grander scale. So it gets recognized, it gets noticed, especially on the red carpet. You got the Pentatonics. It's, again, just following the whole theme. I think I've said it every episode this week so far. It's a spectacle, this thing we call the Kentucky Derby. But it continues to bring the millions of dollars in revenue to the city and the state. And who knows where our economy would be without, you know, something like the Kentucky Derby here to help us out.
Again, Indiana.
Hey, if you're not first, you're last.
Or Indiana.
I think that's all we got for this one. You got anything else to add before we close this one out?
Nope. Looking forward to the Derby, and we are almost there.
We are almost there. So, again, check out the last couple of episodes, the history of the Derby, and the controversies of the Derby. Make sure to stay tuned for the episodes we have coming up. And we also did some other episodes leading up to this week on, like, Thunder, the Pegasus Parade. So if you want to learn more about the history of those, check those out too. And let us know who you hope to see at the Derby in the comments. I guess with that, we will catch y'all tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Interest of the greater good. We need to smoke a joint and calm down.
He'll fall at 8 to prove that I'm great. And if he keeps talking jive, I'm going to cut it to 5.